No trophies yet in the National Football League, but we're getting closer. Four teams are still vying for a chance at the Super Bowl, not including the defending champions. The Indianapolis Colts lost to the San Diego Chargers yesterday. So next week, the Chargers face the undefeated New England Patriots, and the Green Bay Packers play the New York Giants. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now to talk about this and more. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's start with the teams that won't be playing next week, the Colts and the Cowboys. How surprising were their losses yesterday?
Well, very surprising, Renee. Nobody thought the San Diego Chargers could go into Indianapolis and beat the Colts. Playing in a dome is always very difficult for a road team. Plus, the Chargers quarterback, Phillip Rivers, got hurt during the game. Their star running back, LaDainian Tomlinson, got hurt during the game. They had changed coaches at the beginning of the year, bringing in Norv Turner, who had a losing record with two other teams. But the Chargers have a history of doing this to the Colts. When they were 13-0 a couple years ago, the Chargers went into Indianapolis and beat them. So in that sense, it's not surprising. But to have the defending champions lose their opening game in the playoffs is stunning. As for the Cowboys, again, a shock because they were playing at home, but the Giants are 9-1 on the road this year. They play good football on the road, and there will be shockwaves, throughout the state of Texas because Tony Romo, the star quarterback for the Cowboys, went on vacation last week with the actress Jessica Simpson, and there was all this speculation about would the vacation affect Romo. Well, the Cowboys lost. Jessica Simpson's not welcome in the state of Texas anymore.
So you decide, right? Well, the upshot is that Eli Manning will be playing for a Super Bowl spot and his big brother Peyton won't.
Right. Now the question becomes, does Eli get all of Peyton's endorsement deals, since Peyton endorses just about every product in America? But again, Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl last year with the Colts. Eli Manning, the younger brother, had never won a playoff game until a week ago. Now he's won two. He hasn't thrown an interception. The Giants will be underdogs going into Green Bay, where the weather's supposed to be in the single digits next Sunday. But they're there. They're playing. And Peyton Manning is, I guess, taping another TV commercial this morning.
Okay, two favorites did advance, the unbeaten Patriots and the Packers, led by Brett Favre.
Yeah, Brett Favre, who, no, it's not true. He did not quarterback the Packers under Vince Lombardi in the 60s. But he is 38. He's talked about retirement many times. He came back and decided to play one more year, and it's turned into a Cinderella story. The Packers were a bad team last year. Now they're a step from the Super Bowl. And if they get there, they will probably play the undefeated Patriots, led by maybe the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady, if he goes on and wins a fourth Super Bowl and takes the Patriots to an undefeated season.
John, let's take a quick spin to the other side of the planet and a different sport. The first Grand Slam event in tennis is underway today in Australia.
Yeah, Roger Federer is going for his ninth Grand Slam title in the last 11. What an unbelievable run. He's too short of Pete Sampras' all-time record of 14 major titles, and he's a huge favorite. Serena Williams came from nowhere to win the Australian last year. This year, she should be the favorite on the women's side, along with Justine Henin, who's the top-ranked player in the world.
John, thanks very much.
Okay, Renee, thank you.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of Cover-Up, Mystery at the Super Bowl. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.